notes is for both equipment financing and working capital.
Hey.
Yeah, is Mike in?
This is Mike Jr.
Hey, Mike, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I was in contact with somebody out there, I think it was last week, about some equipment we had you guys pre-approved for. You told me to, they told me to check back with you on Wednesday, see how you guys are doing.
Okay. I think you sent me an email, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've been kind of crazy. I had a lot of stuff going on with the state this week. We had the audit go on last week, and I had to get a bunch of paperwork done, so I haven't really looked at it.
No, it's fine. Yeah, sorry. I thought I actually talked to somebody else, but no,
it
wasn't you that I did.
Dad or my secretary, or I'm not real sure.
No, it's fine.
I know I saw the email. We had an audit last week that went on, so I really
yeah,
didn't
probably
pay
pretty
much attention.
Busy week, huh?
Yeah, it was shitty, dude. So I got it done Friday. They finished, but I spent all day Monday and Tuesday at the state house trying to get a bunch of paperwork in order because they kind of like revoked my sales permit and they were gonna shut my business down. But it was
what happened?
It was $10 permit that I didn't file in 2013.
$10 permit, huh?
$10, and they were gonna send police state troopers to close us. So they found that in the audit. I had to get a $10 bank check, which cost $21 to get the check written from the bank, but it's for $10.
Right.
Bring it there with the permit and then sit there for like 5.5 hours on Monday and then go back on Tuesday to pick up my sales permit because they were coming on Wednesday to close us, which is today.
Holy cow, man. Sounds like you guys had a lot going on.
Yeah, the only reason I even knew about it is because I have a friend who works there who called me and was like, yo, you better call up and ask him what's up with your account because you're on my desk for me to come shut down on Wednesday. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, I don't know why. It doesn't say why, but if I was you, I'd call. So Monday I called. They told me that's what it was. So I'd like, go online, took me 30 seconds, it's a permit. You put your tax ID and your name in, and it's done,
right.
And then you pay $10. I'm like, why wouldn't somebody just tell me? The guy was here, he obviously found it in the audit, why didn't he just say, like, hey, you need to file this permit?
Yeah, and he didn't tell you when he was there doing the audit?
Didn't say a word about it. They weren't going to tell me, they were just going to show up and close us down for a day. It would have. Oh. I mean, we would have got it done in a day, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, it's just a point.
Yeah.
The aggravation. I'm in the office now. I'm going to sit down at my desk and take a look at what you sent over because I know it's in my email.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll shoot you back an email when to give me a call and we can talk about it.
Yeah, perfect. It's mikeisaok@aol.com, right? Still a good one?
Yep. Yeah, if you want to resend that to me, I won't have to go looking back for it.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that right when we get off the phone. We had you guys pre-approved for some equipment and capital. Like I said, too, I don't think it was you that I talked to, but I know you guys did have a need coming up, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Always have a need for money.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, good thing you got those permits worked out, too.
We got it all straightened out now, man. So, shoot that over to me again, and I'll take a look at it, and then we'll go from there.
Perfect. I mean, if I don't hear back, maybe by Friday or next week sometime,
yeah,
I'll
give
you
a
call.
Yeah, never a problem. I'm not always in the office, but if I'm here, yeah, just tell Sandy to grab me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.